Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about our good friend Walter Kieschel, the third, being back on the show. Walter is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. More than 6 years he's been hanging out with us. Former editorial director of Harvard Business Review, author of The Lords of Strategy, still one of my favorite books, former managing editor at Fortune Magazine, and our good friend Walter Kieschel. Welcome back.
Thanks so much, Jim. Great to be with you.
Good to have you back. So, Walter, you're a really excellent student of two things that we need to conflate today. You know, oftentimes we hear about people conflating things as if it were bad. We're going to do some good conflating today. We're going to aggregate your outstanding managerial experience and some of your journalistic political experience, and you're going to help us understand what kind of management lessons we can learn from this election.
I think there were a lot of maybe at least a half a dozen of good management lessons to take away from this, and it doesn't depend on who you voted for.
And this is not politics or policy.
This is not politics or policy. This is managerial learning and lessons that you can apply to your own so business.
Mistakes and successes. All right, what's the first one?
Well, the first one is take disruptive innovation seriously. That means take some competitor who you don't think of as being really punching at your weight level, I just think is a minor annoyance and just coming along. And this kind of goes to some of the things that you were talking about earlier with your previous guest. But, you know, Clayton Christensen at Harvard Business School writes about the innovator's dilemma, about how the Japanese copier companies came in and they
I was there. I was with Xerox when that happened. Savin almost took Xerox down, and they were a little inconsequential company to start with. And listen, the reason I was talking. I actually was bringing back information from the field to, not to headquarters, but to the school where they taught us.
Right.
And they were basically just blowing them off.
Yeah, well, I think that's the way that the Clinton campaign
almost
responded in some
Xerox
ways.
Almost put out of business.
Right. Well, they looked
in
at
5 years.
In 5 years. No, it's a classic case of disruptive innovation. But here you had the Trump campaign. It wasn't spending a lot of, wasn't raising as much money as the Clinton campaign did. It wasn't spending as much on television advertising. It probably wasn't spending as much on polling and data gathering.
Right.
And they just thought, oh, well, these rallies or the free TV time that he's getting, how can we take that seriously? And then they got thwomped. I mean, the line that you hear a lot of political commentators come in saying these days is that the Trump supporters took Trump seriously but not literally, and the Clinton supporters took Trump literally. They said, oh, he's saying these terrible things, but they didn't take him seriously. They didn't think he was a serious threat, and he proved to be. And that kind of ties into the second point,
Before you go there, I want to stick one thing in here. Folks, what Trump did was he didn't play by the rules.
Exactly.
He played by a different kind of ball. They were playing football, and he was playing some game they didn't know. And they kept thinking that the rules were going to be recognized and valued by their customers. And whether Trump had the special sauce for the customers or not, both of them had to understand that the customers make the rules. See, this
exactly
is where businesses. So. This is where businesses like Xerox back in the day. Apple did the same thing. There's a good example of Apple back in the 90s. They did the same thing. You got to remember, folks. You don't get to make the rules. Your customers make the rules. Go ahead, Walter.
Well, and that ties into the second
and the rules change quickly.
And the rules change quickly. And you. The information that you gather about your customers or about your competitors can change quickly, too, in the way that you gather them. So second rule is sort of, you got to continue to mine the data and analytics and all that, but you should also just be keeping your eyes open to changes that you might not spot otherwise. In the case of the Clinton campaign, as somebody's observed, they should have counted the yard signs.
Mm-hmm.
They had all the polling data, but then it was evident after the fact that fewer than 10% of the voting electorate was responding to polls and poll calls, polling
right.
calls. They thought that pollsters were just other members of the media. And meanwhile, these reporters were driving between poorly yes. attended Clinton rallies and seeing seas of Trump yard signs.
Well, yeah,
Trump.
They were seeing hundreds of people at her rallies and thousands of people at his. That's
right.
an indicator, isn't it? Spot those changes.
Yeah.
Spot those changes, folks. Quick break, right back with Walter Kieschel. 20 Tail. Here's Steve Miller. Take us out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.